Hey, thanks for joining me here today on Truth Unbound. And again, I'm your host, Walter Swaim. And today we're going to be looking at something that's extremely, extremely serious and tragic and very challenging in our times. I want you to watch this first, though, and you'll understand what I mean.
Visit, or she has to visit you and decide you're sick and therefore write you out a script to get the drugs. And so that does cost a little bit, but with Sarco, you don't have to do that because there's no drugs, which is one of the things I like. Futuristic concept. I like the way that we've been able to use 3D printing to make it, because that will allow us to spread the idea around the world without having to give people Sarcos. I can just give them the program. You can get it on the internet, you can get it via my book, we'll make it free, and then you can just put the program, the software, the program into a 3D printer, and go print your own machine, and then you can climb in and press the button. The benefits for the person who uses it is that they don't have to get any permission, they don't need some special doctor to try and get a needle in, and they don't need to get difficult drugs to obtain. It's a very nice device, so we wanted something that looked beautiful.
What could be better than having your family and close friends over for lunch, a glass of champagne, wines, and hop into the Sarco and off you go on a peaceful, quick and safe imaginary flight to heaven.
It's just hard to watch. I don't know whether to cry or to be angry. You see, this week in Switzerland, or this past week in Switzerland, the suicide tube, as I call it, has been approved for personal suicide or euthanasia. This suicide capsule called Sarco, short for sarcophagus, avoids any kind of psychiatric approval or validation, leaving it to the individual to buy one for themselves, to have it made where they are and the way they want it, and kill themselves quietly and peacefully where and when they want to. It would make Dr. Kevorkian proud. This gives a major cause for alarm for many reasons, but in this short cast, we will briefly cover two of them and God's answer to it from His truth for the believer. Let's go to it right now. Hey, thank you again for joining me here at Truth Unbound. And I know this is a little more of a somber podcast, but again, if you would do this, if you would click like, and then also subscribe all notifications, or click on follow, and then share this with everyone you can. This is something, just this subject like any other, some more lighthearted and some just as serious. We look at them, the things that happen in society and in our lives and in the church and in theology and issues that come up, and what God's Word says to them, to the day, to the moment. And He gives us His instructions and on how to live and how to respond to them. So let's get the word out about Truth Unbound. Would you help me with that? Thank you so much for joining me today, and let's get right to it. So according to the news articles that came out, just this week, this death tube, as I call it, was conceived long ago by a Mr. Tony Nicholson, who wanted to die by assisted suicide because of the paralysis that he was experiencing. So he approached a Dr. Philip Nitschke, who now approached a Dutch designer who created his concept and made it real. It is made with a 3D printer. Assembled wherever in the world it can be used by a person, made and used by a person who wishes to kill themselves. And then that person can take it wherever they want to die at. The machine can be activated with just a blink of an eye or a voice command or push of a button after they lie down in it first. It uses liquid nitrogen to deprive the body of both oxygen and carbon dioxide, and the person drifts off to their death within 30 seconds. It does have an escape switch, if you will, in case the person changes their mind. The top can be removed, the whole section can be removed and used as a ready-made coffin with them in it already passed away as well. After the Swiss government's approval, Dr. Nitschke hopes and plans for it to be available for use worldwide, even saying the plans will be open source on the internet for anyone to have printed and used where they're at. This is so tragic, and it's to be rejected by the follower of Jesus based on biblical truth on so many levels. You know, the fixation of our culture on death is evident everywhere. From the satanic death cults to death rights activists like Dr. Nitschke and others like him in modern times, and of course, abortion. The interest in and allure of the mystique of death also is and can only be explained not only to due to the sinful nature of fallen mankind, but to Satan himself as the force propelling mankind to embrace this as a way to solve one's problems, whether due to physical suffering, due to terminal illness, or to simply wanting to end mental and emotional anguish one feels for the moment or for sustained periods of time. You see, Satan wants the person to die because once they die, they can't decide for Christ, and that's all he wants. These people speak of suicide in commonsensical, smooth, flowing terms. They sound sophisticated, civilized, intelligent, and even so very wise. Yet when I see these individuals who would even conceive of such a portable gas chamber, I recall what it says in the book of Romans, that these type of people have hearts that are so dark that they're called inventors of evil things. For instance, in Romans 1, beginning in chapter 1, verse 29 through 32, he says, "Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." And that's what we're seeing with Dr. Nitschke and those who helped him develop this. You see, the problem of assisted suicide or suicide in general is it is the taking of what is only in the power and choice of God himself and putting it under the control of the individual, him or herself. In effect, one can think they effectively play God by ending their life on their own terms. Death, no matter how horrible the circumstance, even when it is emotionally understandable that a person wants to be released from this life in the midst of terrible suffering, anyone can understand and feel that. Yet it is still God who holds our heartbeat by a thread, and it is his choice as to when he ends the life of anyone and how he wants to do it. This is a biblical fact and command that we are not in a position to put under our control. Listen to these verses that make this point clear. In Job chapter 14, Job said this, "The days of humans are determined. You have decreed the number of their months and have set limits they cannot exceed." In Acts 17, it says, "Nor is he, God, served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live." Then again, the psalmist in Psalm 139 says this, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." In Psalm 68, it says this, "Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belongs escapes from death." Psalm 31, verse 15 says this, "My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors." You see, this and other verses, that God's truth tells us that he alone chooses when our life on earth is done. Not only when, but even how that is to happen. Only he knows, and we trust that to him alone. Even though these people make it sound so good and normal, it is what happens after death that they and all of humanity are truly clueless about. Death occurs in seconds, but what happens after the moment of death lasts for eternity. And it is not in their or anyone's control once the heartbeat stops beating. And what is on the other side is not what they imagine it will be. You see, God describes that death is the judgment of God on humanity for sinning against God in the beginning and in each one's life. The Bible says in Romans 6:23 that the wages or the paycheck of sin is death. And in Romans 5 it says, therefore just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Death is not a good thing. It is not to be desired. Yet it is what every person will experience due to their sin. God has revealed that after death, one goes to either heaven or to hell forever, based upon their choice about Jesus in this lifetime. You see, after death, there are no second chances to decide that. You got to decide whether to receive or reject Christ now. And where you spend eternity depends on that. I've been asked that if the person is saved and they've repented of sin, believed in Jesus, yet still decide to take their own life, does God still forgive them and bring them into heaven? Well, suicide is an act of sin, and Jesus died for that sin like any other, and he does not withdraw his promise of forgiveness of eternal life, especially with choices like this. But, first, let me stop that question in its tracks and answer it this way first. Believer, if you know Jesus, and he is Lord of your life and your eternity, under such distress and you're considering suicide, first go to your pastor or youth pastor or mature Christian friend or mature Christian family member with your pain and anguish and let them bear that burden with you and hold on to the grace and love and mercy of Jesus. God says in his word in Psalm 30 verse 5, it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So to conclude this, directing a Christian response, especially now to these inventors of evil things, we condemn the creation and use of this death tube. We also pray and urge you to turn from this sin and put your belief, faith, and trust in Jesus for forgiveness and eternal life, and give him absolute control of your life and enjoy the time that he does give you. Turn away from this and any other wickedness and follow Jesus and his love and his truth. Well, I hope this has helped you. And if it did, then again, click like, subscribe, follow, and share it with others who desire to know God's truth for life. His truth is not bound by anyone or anything, but stands alone. So remember to follow Jesus, because when you do, you'll always follow the truth.